Sige, simulan na lang agad natin. Okay, so welcome to our 24th episode celebrating International Women's Day. Meron kaming tatlong guests ngayon. So, sila yung bagong girl, yung ano, J-pop na ano, de joke.
Oh my God! What?
nandito si Simona.
Hey!
Si Yukari, and si, ano, ang ating mainstay, si Vibs, lagi nandito yan eh.
Hello! Good evening!
Okay, so, ngayon, well, since, ano, since, what do you call this, since it's International Women's, ganun, so we're celebrating, hindi naman tayo magiging focus ngayon sa ano, pero, I just wanna get to know you guys. I just wanna get to know you guys. Ano ba yung mga nilalaro nyo ngayong week? Ngayon, ano yung recent? Kahit sino, Mona, mag-start ka.
Game. Well, recent game, I recently finished Kingdom Hearts 3. Tapos, right now, I'm playing God Eater 2 para makalaro na ako ng God Eater 3. Kasi hindi ko pa siya tapos.
Ikaw, Vibs, ano ngayon nilalaro mo?
Buti pa siya natapos yun ang Kingdom Hearts 3. Ako hindi pa.
Oh my God, the presentation, please.
Sobrang inabangan ko yung game. If you guys know, or if you guys have been following my page, sabi ko nga, tagal-tagal kong inantay ng Kingdom Hearts 3, pero hindi ko siya matapos-tapos kasi I'm so busy right now. Pero I'm going to finish it anytime soon.
Oo nga, change career ka kasi sa personal life.
True.
So, Yukari, anong games mo ngayon? Anong nilalaro mo ngayon?
Hindi kasi ako masyado sa computer games. Para ano lang, pag free time ko kasi, nag-ano lang ako Mobile Legends. Yun lang.
Yun. Hindi. Considered naman na games ang mobile games, di ba? Pero, I mean, mas marami pang players ang Mobile Legends kaysa sa kahit anong games usually. Concurrent players. Every 12 ng tanghali, dadami yung server nila eh. Kasi lunch na lang.
Pati kasi dati lang ako naglalaro ng mga computer games eh. Mga around 2012 pa, ganun.
Oo. So, ang gusto ko malaman, siguro isa sa mga topics na nagiging curious ako is, what I call this, is yung, you guys have dated in the future. Wala namang, is anyone married here? O, just pwede naman tayo mag-reminis siguro, di ba?
Wala.
Okay, so, have you guys dated? Kasi ito maraming, mayroong makaka-relate dito ng mga, kung may mga women listeners natin is parang, dating a gamer. So, how is dating a gamer? Sino makakapagbigay ng malupit na example dyan? Kasi gamers din kayo for ano, pero how do you deal with a guy who's a gamer? Parang, how do you have friends na could relate to that? Yung mga ganun.
Well, I actually can.
Sige, si Mona. Sige.
Sorry,
ikaw, Mona, you can't?
Yeah, I actually can't. I'm single and I have never had a boyfriend. Sorry.
Oh! Okay.
Wow! May exploit kita. Takpan mo na lang yung tenga mo habang nag-discuss yun. Okay. Bibs, ikaw.
Since ikaw gamer ka dito. Kasi ako medyo same level kay mo. I'm currently single and ano, parang I've only had boyfriend once. Tapos ang tagal na nun. So, I don't know. Maybe si Yukari, di mo siya share.
Ito, I am dating who's a gamer. Ito, naglalaro ngayon na. Apex
okay.
Legends?
Apex Legends, okay.
Yeah.
So, sa tingin mo, I mean, how is the, what do you call this, time management pagdating sa isang gamer na boyfriend?
Ano, kasi pag weekends, magkasama kami, tapos, ano, every night lang siya naglalaro. Pag gusto niya umaga, sabi ko, mamayang gabi na lang. Sabi niya, okay. Tapos pag weekdays kasi, di kasi kami magkasama. So, bahala na siya sa time niya kung gusto maglaro.
So, gano'ng kadalas naman na nag-work yun? ayun na yung sagot.
Ano, wala ako sa mood. parang bad mood ako. Sabi ko, ha, bukas ka na maglaro. Load na lang tayo. Ganun. Okay.
Oh, kayo, Mona and Viv, sa tingin nyo, if you had a boyfriend na, wag a non-gamer, seryoso talaga sa buhay, puro career lang. Tapos you guys are trying to finish yung mga sangkatotak na 100 hours na RPGs nyo. Tapos sinabing, wag muna ngayon. Are you guys willing to comply to that? Or mas maganda i-schedule na lang yung mga ano moments ba?
Well, actually, that depends on the mood. That depends on the mood kasi kung gustong-gusto mo talagang tapusin yung larong yun, then why would you let someone stop you, right?
Yes! Yes! It came from a girl! Wow! Well, nakikinig dyan. Evidence to, evidence, guys, ha?
I mean, I finished Kingdom Hearts under 2 days, and sleep didn't stop me. Why would my boyfriend stop me?
I rest my case. Galing sa babae, mga kaibigan. Huwag tayong titigil sa kalaro. Well, joke lang.
Ano naman kasi, well, on my point of view, di ba, I'm also a gamer, and hindi naman sa pag-ano, but I've had, hindi naman boyfriend siguro, but I would probably say na iba lang kasi yung feeling na kapag nangyari ako, tapos if in any boyfriend na hindi gamer, at some point, parang maaano rin sila eh, hihiligan. Parang para sa akin, mas madaling bite ang lalaki ng video games instead of girls. Parang sa kanila kasi, alam mo yun, kung pwedeng, sa babae kasi kapag ka, kunyari, may boyfriend ka na game, tapos na yung nilalaro, parang mag-word ka or what. But, pag binalikan mo kasi yung sitwasyon, let's say, I'm a girl, I'm playing video games, and my boyfriend is not playing video games. Pero pwede ko siyang i-invite, and mas madali siyang mapapa-join eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang madalas kasi yung babae lang yung nag-reklamo na time-based. Pero, ewan, that's my point of view.
Ako naman kasi ina-imagine ko yung scenario na, let's say, this is not any, kumbaga hindi to sexual or anything, or related to sexes, to different preferences and all that. It's not like girls like girly games, or boys like yung mga first-person shooters, hindi naman ganun ang sitwasyon eh. Pero yung, let's say, you guys, just, kumbaga parang, imagine na natin yung scenario na parang, paano pang magkaiba kayo ng gusto? Itong isa, puro MOBA, tapos yung isa, puro RPGs or single-player games. I mean, how, kasi syempre, if you two, Vibs and Mona, you guys are parang RPG-related most of the time. Kasi nga, Kingdom Hearts and everything doesn't really focus on multiplayer. Pero yung guy naman is social sa gaming scene, tapos ganon. So, do you think it goes back to the real world na parang, iinom yung lalaki, tapos yung babae, may, gusto naman manood ng movies, yung mga ganon. So, do you think it goes back to that pag ganon ang sitwasyon? Yun. Kasi, maglalaro kayo mga barkada ko, pero gamer ka rin naman, syempre. Do you also try to learn the game na your loved one would play or something like that?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Parang pili ko enjoyable siya if you're going to learn a new game with person you love. Kagaya niyan, di ba? Parang turuan kayo maglaro. Pero, depende. Siguro kung sa Dota, parang...
parang toxic ba?
Parang doon pa yung magsisimulan ng away. Eh.
Actually, trinay ko yung Dota, pero hindi talaga.
top lane ako eh. Bakit ba? Who's on top yung gano'n ba?
Parang, hindi, support ka dapat. Thanks so much, Kenny. Di ba? Parang ang hirap. But anyway, see you, Kari. Kung kami masasuggest.
So, ikaw, Yukari, since you play Mobile Legends, ano ba yung, sino nag-introduce sa'yo ng Mobile Legends or mga barkada mo ba? Or?
Siya din yung boyfriend ko din nag-introduce sa'yo. Kasi yung, mga pinsan niya, naglalaro din nun. Tapos, nung start na naging kami, parang in-introduce niya sa'yo. Tapos, naglalaro-laro na kami.
Say, how is the, ano naman yung experience nun na parang kalaro mo? Katulad sila sabi namin, pakatoxic ba? Pinapakalitan ka ba? Hindi, dito ka!
No, no, no. Di ako marunong. Pero ngayon, ano na, parang... ako ngayon parang mas na-addict ata ako na. Tapos ayun, sinabi ko sa mga... sa mga best friend ko, tapos kami na yung naglalaro lagi.
Ah,
sa
talaga?
Yung sa computers siya ulit.
Ah, okay. Okay. So, eh, paano yun pag ano, pag wala bang sila sa doon? Sino mga kalaro mo? Sino kati mo ngayon? Bakit hindi ako kasal? Wala bang ganun senaryo?
Wala naman. Kasi madalas ako na lang pati mga friends ko yung naglalaro. Ah, kasi siya okay. Parang medyo nagsawa pa sa MF.
Oh, hindi, lumabas kasi yung Apex Legends talaga. Pasensya na, ha? Wala naman talaga nag-predict ng laro na yan, eh. Hindi naman nakita yan. Hindi yan hinype. Sure. Hindi yan, uy, maglalaro ako niyan. Wala, eh. Bigla na lang siyang, uy, ang ganda ng laro. Tapos lahat naglalaro na.
Makikita niyo yung sabi. Ay, nag-start na. Tapos, ayan, tagal na mga 5 hours na everyday maglaro.
Ay, yun ako. Pasensya na, ha? Ganyan talaga yan. Ganyan talaga yung laro na yan. Pero yun, I mean, eto, meron akong isang question siguro on a level of, siguro yung the entire gaming industry. Are you affected or would you rather see yung presence ng mga female presence pagdating sa gaming industry? Or do you think na parang is it really a male dominated industry pa ganyan? Si Vibs na, I mean, for a certain period na sagot mo na naman to, eh. Mona, sa tingin mo?
I'm not actually sure kasi hindi naman ako into dun sa social part of the gaming. It's like the streams, the everything. But I really don't mind to see some female gamers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Depends on my mood. Kasi
talaga.
I would rather be the one playing.
Ayun. Yun tayo. Eh. So, I mean... pero ikaw, why do you think the exposure of yung mga streamers na just so happen to be na babae, do you think it's a good way of showing that there is good presence pagdating sa... Ang gawa, parang lalaro din naman kami ng games, eh. Or do you think we're still at the period, lalo na sa Pinoy gaming, na parang unicorn pa rin ang mga babae na naglalaro? Kumbaga parang naglalaro ka, yung gano'n. Halimbawa, ikaw, if you reveal to someone that you're actually playing games, what is the initial reaction? Is it parang gulat na gulat ba sila? Or rather, na parang laro tayo niyan, meron ako niyan.
Actually, nagugulat sila. Kasi... they think of me something as of like more on shopping and ano stuff. Ayun. Anime stuff. So hindi talaga nila expect. Pero sa akin lang naman kasi, it's like, what does it matter that I am a girl and I play a game?
Yun.
Yun lang.
Oh, parang kasi ano yun, eh, parang conundrum yata yung parang enigma yun sa mga babae na parang, oh, tapos naglalaro ako, bakit? Diba?
True.
So I was just trying to gauge kung in your view nasa na ba tayo, pero since you're experiencing the same, so parang I think we can say na parang marami pa rin nagugulat na may mga girl gamers at hindi lang girl gamers, may magagaling na talaga maglaro.
True.
Kasi ako, I mean, we had a guest here who is a Tekken tournament player and she's one of the top sa Pilipinas na pagdating sa Tekken. Oh, si Alexa. Mm-hmm. Pero yung iba kasi parang iniisip pa rin na parang pag nakita niya naglalaro babae, parang kaya ko yan. Parang ako pa nga lang, hindi ako magta-try, eh. Parang sigurado ka, hindi ko nga kabisado. I mean, kung gaano kalalim yung fighting games na yung meta ng fighting games, napakalalim kasi sobrang konting twitch lang ng animation, alam na nila gagawin sunod, eh. Kumpara doon sa...
Sorry, I just wanna add, regarding female in gaming industry, recently may nabasa akong League of Legends, parang nag-release sila ng girl group to compete in an international tournament ata. I'm not sure. Hindi ko alam yung... Pero parang binabash agad sila. Kasi ang ginawa is parang... sorry. Parang pinagtripan sila during the game. Kasi parang support me lahat ng girls. All of the five girls. Tapos binan yung mga madalas nilang gamitin. And five supports yung binan during the game. So parang tambak sila dun sa game eh.
And sabi,
sorry, if you're familiar with Team Siren sa LOL, kasi parang sila din yung parang sinabing first female group
all in female
League of Legends, all female, ganyan. Kaso nag-fail din sila agad, parang ilang weeks lang ba or months sila nag-stay sa industry. Kasi sobra silang mabash dahil nga sobrang male dominant pa yung gaming industry in reality naman. Yun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you think pagdating sa industry na to, do you think or sa esports, do you think it's better to integrate women into existing teams or would you rather have like a separate female team or mas maganda ba talaga makita na parang let's say sabihin natin Liquid, di ba, parang Team Liquid, tapos meron silang isa or dalawang female team na kasama, so, do you think that's better versus all female tsaka all male categories?
It's kind of hard answering that question kasi women hate women. Aminin natin okay. Yan. Parang pag inatakan ng hormones yan di ba? Patay na tayo dyan. Parang ang dami kasing drama ng babae in reality, di ba? Parang ang daming bagay na it's not supposed to be important but for them. Parang, kunyari, hindi mo siya sinuport ng isang game, tapos next game, alam mo yun, they hold grudges. Okay. Unlike men na parang, okay, hindi mo ko sinuport next game, pa. Ganun lang. Same okay. lang. Okay. So, I'm not sure if that will work out.
Mm-mm. Ah, talaga. Okay. So, parang may tension kasi female gamers, not to parang put female gamers under a box, or particularly esports gamers na under the box. Pero yung do you think they're too emotional for a tournament pag nakipag-integrate sila sa male teams? Yun yung...
Sir, baka mabasya ko sa sasabihin ko.
I mean, it's your opinion naman eh. So, wala namang... So, iiwan ka lang namin sa ere pagdating dyan.
Ang hirap. I really can't say. Kasi, parang wala pa naman din akong experience na makalaro ng all female. Kasi karamihan naman ang nakakalaro ko ngayon, let's say doon, more on male talaga eh. Parang isa pa lang ata yung nakalaro ko, which is girlfriend ng isang friend ko. So parang, sanay ako na puro lalaki yung kalaro.
Kasi there's, game. Recently, sige, Mona, go! Ayan, nasasabihin si Mona!
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was my sister, actually. I was stealing her ice tea.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so hindi kasi recently there's been talk particularly sa sports scene. Specifically sa MMA. Kasi nga since trans I get confused. Pero yung transgenders are trying to enter the female scene. Kumbaga ito yung mga lalaki dati and they're now transgender to female. So parang they're trying to enter the female category, which is maraming umaangal na parang that's not right because your body is biologically structural as a male. So mas malakas ka talaga kahit you consider yourself as a female. Mas malakas ka talaga. So if you enter these strength competitions, lugi ka. Lugi yung female kasi parang may threshold lang na pwedeng maging strength yung depende sa weight class. May strength lang na threshold. Pero parang let's say on a 130 pound category, whatever it's called, featherweight or whatnot, mas malakas yung 130 na lalaki kumpara sa 130 na babae. Kahit alam mong malaki yon. I know, hindi naman kayo nag-wait ng ganun, pero alam mo yan. Pero, I mean, di ba? Parang, I mean, they're biologically, by nature, it's parang lugi. So, they're trying to stop this. Pero I'm thinking kasi, on an esports league, it doesn't matter if you're female or male, because it all depends on your skills, diba? So ang akin, I mean, on my opinion, I think integration within the esports, wala nang male and female category, kasi you'll see na parang konti lang din yung magjo-join pagdating sa female for now, unless talagang open na maglaro lahat. Or wala nang hiyahiya. Kasi nga, di ba, may ganun factor pa na parang, kahit naman sa mga, ano eh, sa mga, sa male categories, parang nahihiya pa kasi, hindi ako masyado magaling eh. Di ba? Do you think it will be more prominent pagdating sa isang female tournament na parang mas mahihiya? Hindi, kayo na lang. May mga ganung factors. Kung ba mahirap ba magbuo ng isang female team versus sa isang male team? Tingin mo, babes?
For me, yes. Hirap magbuo ng all-female group in a, let's say, international or let's say, ano lang, tournament level. For me, ah. Kasi parang, based dun sa mga nabasa ko from that girl group nga na nirelease, ano, ayun, Bayvictus yung name, it's a Russian group. So, based dun sa nabasa ko na parang sinasabi ng mga guys na nag-comment na hindi daw kayang sumabay ng babae sa male gamers in a way that reflexes wise or parang strategy wise parang mas magaling daw sa pangalaki in that case compared sa babae, kaya daw sunod-sunod yung talent ng Bayvictus na group.
Okay. There, sana naman yung ganong klaseng argument naman ng argument naman against female gamers is parang subjective na yon, kasi parang paano mo nasabi naman na mahina yung mga girl gamers? Kasi parang, ang akin lang, mahirapan ka mag-ipon ng what I call this, numbers. I think the numbers, it's a numbers game. So parang, usually pag organizer ka, di ba parang, ilan ang magpa-participate? So parang konti, wag na lang. Kasi mas malaki pa yung gastos natin kaysa sa, di ba? So, yun lang yung naiisip ko. Kasi nga, pag dating sa ano, dito sa male, maraming teams eh na gusto sumali. Yung iba naman, pera lang naman problema. Kasi nga, barat talaga yung Pinoy eh. Mahilig sa free tournaments eh. Tapos may prize pool.
Totoo naman.
Okay, so, and yeah, ito, meron lang akong curious pagdating sa, since you guys play RPGs and everything, do you think there's a shift or does it affect you personally kung merong female character or female heroine na siya yung protagonist and everything, or does it even matter? It doesn't matter to you guys whether it's female or male.
Sa akin wala lang. Kahit male pa yun, okay lang sa akin. Basta ma-enjoy ko lang yung laruin.
On ML, do you lean towards female heroes or male heroes?
Kung sino yung una kong maganda. Kung sino yung magandahan ako. Kung naroon maganda yung character siya, agad yung tatay ko.
Ah, okay. So, ano yun? Maganda meaning aesthetic or maganda talaga yung madaling gamitin? Aesthetics. Okay.
Yeah, pero minsan nagtatry din ako ng kahit male pa yan pag nagsawa ako sa character. Ganun.
Okay.
So, kahit sino, okay lang.
Ikaw muna, sa tingin mo, does female heroines really affect you in a way pagdating sa when they make games nowadays? Or does it even matter kung male or female?
Well, I would love to see a strong female character in one of some of the games that I'm looking forward to. Parang there is like a stereotype in video game that females are supposed to be damsel in distress. And para sa akin, kailangan natin ng parang strong female representation as given dun sa like yung characters from the Persona universe like Makoto, who is a badass at her own right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. But don't you like to see some a strong female character na that she can hold her own in a male dominant world. I would like to see that.
Okay. So I mean, what does a strong female character is to you? Kasi parang paano mo makakategorize siya na ito strong female character versus sa isang si merong mga character sa parang stereotype to be strong lang. Pero they're not really strong when you break it down. So what does a strong female character to you? What is a strong female character?
Siguro ano siya? A strong female character for me is someone who believes in what she thinks is right and she has the conviction to do it.
So parang paano ba to? Coming from a belief system or something na parang she can do it and it doesn't matter if I'm male or female, parang does the character have to show like feminist tropes or something like that would empower women, or doesn't really care because parang by nature badass talaga ako, parang ganun.
Parang yung by nature badass talaga ako, that yung kumbaga I don't need a male to do this for me, I can do it for myself.
Okay. So ganun. Recently, well, may parang ayun. So let's say kasi ngayon recently since mainit siya. Apex Legends just released. And some are saying that the list of characters is none that we've seen before. Let's say first of all there's more women. Pagdating sa yung initial cast, more women. Second, well, the others is parang racial na, parang halos walang white women dito, parang ganon. Isa lang siguro, pero you can't even consider him as like typical Westerner or something like that. I mean, Wraith could be a different character altogether. Pero what do you think of that? Parang, ako kasi initially, sabi ko nga sa previous episode namin, parang if, when I played Apex Legends, or any first-person shooter or shooter in general, usually if there are characters to pick, I usually pick yung atypical soldier na ganyan, para just to get, kasi I know that they would make it as basic as possible. Parang soldier ka, tapos all you have to do is shoot, and all that, tapos parang reinforcement ka lang, hindi ka talaga yung special character na parang carry or something like that. Parang nandun ka lang para mangulit. Yun yung usually pinipick up just to be safe. So I saw that in Bangalore, which is a female, I think she's African-American, so or she's black. So do you think we're all already going to that period na parang it doesn't really matter as long as it fits the character that you want? So it doesn't matter what sex the hero is, as long as pareho rin siya ng traits ng dating nilalaro na traditionally. Let's say, sorry,
yeah, magkaroon na...
Okay, kasi ngayon, I mean, sino to? Si Tomb Raider, which is the originator of yung mga puzzle games na tapos 3D and all that. Ano siya eh? Ngayon, nag-move siya to a different character that would fit Nathan Drake. Do you think that's actually a trend na parang, it doesn't matter now kung female or not. Basta pareho rin siya ng settings. Gano.
I would probably say before kasi, di ba, if you're going to play an RPG before, laging male yung character mo eh. Lahat naman eh, di ba? Parang lagi namang male protagonist can either be a kid or a man, pero it's still lalaki. So we female gamers are like looking for someone na, alam mo yun, parang role model or something to look up to. For example na lang, when they released Resident Evil series, diba, RE1, sinong character? Si Jill Valentine. RE2, you have Claire Redfield. RE3, again, Jill Valentine. So, when I was growing up, I was looking up to those characters. Diba? Parang, nung bata ako, laging idol ko yung mga gamers na yun. And I played Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts naman, Kyrie was a damsel in distress.
Yes.
During Kingdom Hearts 1, sobrang damsel in distress niya naman.
Yes.
Alam yun? Walang kwenta. But, character development-wise, going to Kingdom Hearts 3, yung transition niya, she's now Keyblade Master. So parang, everyone should have someone to look up to, even people of color, especially now na we are very accepting naman na hindi naman nausin yung racism. So,
diverse
na. I would probably say that's why they are diverse. They have variety when it comes to characters ng Apex Legends because of that. Kasi we are open to that idea na hindi na tayo ganun ka, alam mo yun, ka-arte sa buhay.
So, yun. Come on, what do you think?
I actually agree dun sa statement niya. Kasi, growing up, I didn't really watch, play too much games kasi naging busy ako. But I played Final Fantasy VII. And I really looked up to Tifa. Kasi she was one of my main players throughout my gameplay. It's like she can hold her own in such a world. So yun, parang para sa akin, kung tatanungin ako, in regards to, wait, oh my god, wait, nakalimutan ko yung sasabihin ko.
Role model, ganun.
Ginawa mo kasing essay.
Sorry na, kasi, pero yun. Basically, I agree that everyone should have a role model. Whether it comes from games or in actual real life. And it doesn't really matter if it's a male or a female.
Okay. So, kasi the reason why I also asked that, kasi recently, na-notice ko, I mean, the latest version of, what do you call this, latest version of Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed, they're already making it as a female and male, same heroes, same story, pero you can choose between a male and a female assassin. Kumbaga parang, if you continue with the female assassin, ikaw na yon, and then a male assassin, ikaw na yon. So, depende sa choice na. Do you think that's better, or do you think meron dapat at least changes the story just because they're female or they're male? Or do you think, okay na yun, bahala ka? Tuloy dyan, pumapasok yan sa RPG scenario. So, do you think it's better to roleplay as a male hero or a female hero? Kasi, Ubisoft now is going to that point. Now, there, I think they're releasing another Assassin's Creed, which recently, nasa Greece sila. Ngayon naman, susunod yata, I think there's a rumor that it's gonna be Rome. But there's also female and male. So, ganun din. So, do you think that's better or not?
Siguro, for gamers, or female gamers na matagal nung naglalaro, it doesn't matter if it's male or female. Kasi, we're used to it, di ba? Parang, Diyos ko, lahat naman ng nilaro ko halos na RPG, it's more on male talaga yung protagonist. But, I would probably say na it will affect, probably, new gamers. New female gamers. Just like, di ba, si Yukari, sabi niya nga, she picks characters based on aesthetics, di ba? So, I would probably say na, it will affect the new market. Not so the old market.
So yung mga traditional medyo.
Kasi inviting siya for new gamers eh. Pero yung mga traditional gamers na matagal naman na naglalaro, it doesn't matter if it's a male or a female. Well, it's nice if it's a female. It's just a plus, but it's not a necessity.
Ganun. So you're saying this might be just be like a marketing ploy or something like that?
Marketing ploy.
Interesting. Interesting. So, kasi I'm thinking kung marketing to. Kasi nga, there was, what do you call this? There was a back then, Battlefield 5 when it was initially being marketed. Na, the female character of Battlefield 5, parang marketing ploy lang siya. So, hindi siya, diba parang ito yung ginawa raw siya para daw sa mga male gamers na gusto lang gumamit ng female. Kumbaga, yun lang siya, pero it doesn't really touch on the female gamers' hearts. Kumbaga parang, wala, female lang siya. There's no special traits about her, no nothing. So, yun. So, tingin mo, is this a trend on AAA games? Or marketing ploy talaga itong mga ganito? just to get the, kasi alam, siyempre alam na nila may presence na kayo eh sa gamer. Mm-hmm. So sa gaming industry. So tingin mo mark, ano, mga ganito na yung magiging ano or magiging mix pa rin siya siguro or it won't work. Kumbaga.
Ako ba? Well, it, I would probably say it's still ano, it two birds and one stone. Parang yes, it's a marketing for new female gamers and also male gamers na gusto mag-try ng female characters. For example na lang, ano, siguro before nilaro ko din yung Ragnarok, Rag Online. So, I know guy friends na nag gumagamit sila ng female characters. Diba? So, parang yun yung ginagamit nila kasi they just want to, or meron din namang iba na, alam mo na, ginagamit yon for a different purpose in mind. Na
boob slider ba yun? Pinag-uusapan natin.
Ayoko sabi sa aking manggaling eh, pero nanghihingi ng items just because I'm a girl. Alam mo yun?
Ay, okay.
Sa Ragnarok. Diba? May mga ganun gamer eh, na parang Ragnarok run online na, uy, I'm a girl gamer, ganyan. Gift mo naman ako ng ganitong item. Parang, they're using it as an advantage even though they're male kasi nga nakamanggap sila ng babae. Dati naman, hindi naman uso yung voice chat eh, diba? Parang, type-type ka lang sa keyboard na babae ako, ganyan. Babae yung feeling. Ah, babae yung character ko, so I'm a girl. Parang ganun.
Parang may kanta na yan, Chicksilog yata yan, diba?
Diba? Oo, yung Chicksilog. yan nga mismo, diba? So, yun.
Okay, so, eto question ko sa inyo. Do you think do you guys have any particular ideas para sa mga kasi there may be some local developers that are listening so they might be having problems making female characters and all that. So do you have any suggestions if they're trying to make a female protagonist ganun. So what do you think would that character be? So ano yung gusto nyo makita na hindi nyo pa nakikita usually sa mga normal sa games na nilaro nyo about female protagonists? Si Mona. Yeah.
Wait, oh my God, I'm thinking. That is actually a hard question.
Ano, siguro for me, creating a strong woman that females can relate to will be very hard, or naman hard, but it's subjective kasi. It depends on the person on how they can relate to a character, but I would probably suggest na variety. One good example is, let's say, the Persona series again, just like what Mona mentioned earlier. Persona series, let's say, yung latest na lang, Persona 5, you have a lot of female characters to choose from. You have, sino to? Si Makoto. Si, you have the si Anne Takamaki also. I just forgot their names. The IT girl. Ano pangalan niya?
It's Futaba.
Futaba. Tapos the other girl, yung isa pa.
The other girl is Haru.
Si Haru. Di ba parang alam mo yun? They have variety. They have different personalities. Mm-hmm. But every girl can, you know, pick someone out of those characters. Not just those four. You have, you also have secondary characters kasi. That you can also look up to, diba? So parang, I would probably say variety, if it's that type of RPG, pero kung let's say, mga survival horror or something na parang mala Resident Evil, para sa akin na, badass na yun eh. Magkaroon ka lang ng female character sa survival na story. Kasi diba, parang, shit, in real life, hindi ito mangyayari. Alam mo? Ganun. That's probably my point of view regarding that. Variety lang talaga.
Okay. So, ito, bibigay ko sa floor sa hindi, ako ah, baka magalit kayo sa akin eh. Hindi pa ako nakakalaro ng Persona.
Oh my God!
So, eto nga. So, I haven't played Persona from the first iteration. Pero I know it's good kasi meron siyang fan base eh. Na, ano nga siya eh, medyo yung fan base nga nito medyo ano eh. Foaming in the mouth eh, pag walang maririnig na, kumbaga parang pag narinig lang, may Persona na lalabas. So,
eh, pansinin mo ah, wait lang, sorry, I just wanna add, ang Persona fanbase, it's not only me. Karamihan ng kilala ko na mahilig sa Persona is more on, balance siya.
Na balance siya.
I'm just trying, naisip ko lang siya bigla ngayon, I'm trying to compare it from other games that I've played. Pero, oh, yung fan base ng Persona, hindi, it doesn't only attract men. It attracts both. It attracts all, ano, almost all.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi wala siyang ani. Kasi nga, yun yung sinasabi ko yun, na variety. You can always have someone that you can relate to out of. I think Mona would agree with me on that point.
Yep. Yep, I do.
So, tanong ko lang. Kasi, I don't, I mean, I've seen gameplays, I've seen trailers, I've seen, I've tried to understand it. I've even watched like a playthrough ng Persona just to understand what it is. Pero, do you need the other games before to understand Persona 5 or if Persona 5 stands on itself?
Persona 5 stands on its own, so does Persona 4 and Persona 3, 2 and 1.
Hindi siya
continuing. Unless you play the Q, which is a crossover for all of the games.
Okay, so ano ba talaga yung Persona? I mean, what is the main gameplay sa Persona? Ano ba, bakit ba gustong-gusto ng mga tao to?
It's actually a slice of life. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a slice of life with the side of the supernatural stuff that you get to imagine when you're at school.
But yeah, it's slice of life. It's relatable. Sobrang sobrang tuwang-tuwa ako sa person story wise kasi ano siya eh, it tackles a lot of different things all together, especially sa society. Na ang thing nila is being shackled or being chained into a certain or to fit into a certain a society na hindi ka naman talaga mag-fit in because you're not that person. Parang ganun siya. You're looking for your self. That's the main point of the series, actually.
Okay.
Not fitting in.
Okay. So how does this become a game? Kasi parang syempre on if we're just gonna talk about yung para siyang real world simulation and everything. So, syempre, hindi magandang ano yon, hindi magandang bit yon kung sakaling you're trying to push a game. So, what are these guys? Kung may mga powers ba sila or how do you play this? Or is it really through personal ano? Kapag bakit siya tinawag na persona, do you think?
well, basically there is this kumbaga parang there is this some scenario na mangyayari and you have to prevent it. That's the thing that will tell you, that they will tell you in the beginning. And you have to power through discovering your true self in the process in order to truly defeat the nemesis that is in front of you. Kumbaga parang yun yung base plot niya.
Okay.
Kasi in regards sa Persona 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, iba-iba kasi yung gameplay niya, iba-iba rin yung nemesis niya. But it's basically finding your true self throughout your journey.
Okay. Ano ba yung latest ngayon?
Persona 5.
Okay. May mga expansions ba siya or just a single Persona 5?
It does have expansions, although some of them are like, kumbaga parang parang filler lang siya, just to satisfy the thirst for the Persona universe. But there's this game that I'm waiting for. It's called Persona Q2, which is a crossover between 3, 4, 5.
Ah, okay. I think I saw that. Pero yung, so ang inaantay mo is Western release or?
Western release, yes. It's coming in June, I think.
Kasi na-release yata siya sa Japan before, no?
I think it's Japan, November 29 last year.
Okay. Yeah, para sa mga anime fans, are you inside an anime, inside Persona? Are you living the anime life or parang ganun ba yan?
Well, yes, it has like the standard anime tropes.
Mm-hmm. Kasi si Jen ako curious na eh. This is only for Sony users, di ba? I mean, Nintendo din, di ba?
Yeah. Nintendo, yes.
Okay. So mostly ano to console-based ang Persona, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sad life pala ako. Kailangan ko bumili ng PS4. PS5 na lang, antayin ko na lang PS5 para may backwards compatibility.
Tagal pa yun.
Oo, higin talaga. Okay, so, ano pa? I mean, kasi I know I played, ano, I played, what do you call this? I played Kingdom Hearts. And I think most gamers who play this, not really on a fanatical basis, pero kayo, you consider yourselves as Kingdom Hearts fans, di ba?
Yes, super.
Naiintindihan niyo na ba yung story ng Kingdom Hearts fan? Kingdom Hearts.
It's hard to understand. Hindi, kasi, alam mo, sobrang complex kasi ng Kingdom Hearts. Yes. Pag meron kang isang game na hindi nalaro, it's hard for you to understand the whole plot. Gusto. Sobrang. Exactly. Alam mo yung may isang game ka lang na mamiss. At ang masaklap pa kasi sa Kingdom Hearts series, hindi siya nasa isang platform lang. Meron sa Nintendo, tapos meron din sa PlayStation. So parang, not unless you're going to purchase the remixes. Pero kasi, hindi mo malalaro yung iba dahil parang cutscenes lang siya eh. If you're going to
I
buy the...
I am actually guilty. Diba?
Of
buying the remixes.
Diba? Ako din eh. Minili lang din yung remixes. Kasi hindi ko na talaga nalaro talaga yung mga side stories. Or parang yung stories in between 1, 2, tapos yung 3.
May 1.5, 2 point something pa, di ba?
Yeah, 1.5, 2.9. 2.8, 2.9.
Best show ever.
Sobra.
Ang problema kasi yata sa Kingdom Hearts is they consider all releases kahit sa ibang platform as canon, di ba?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Well, it actually is. I mean, there's a book now.
May manga pa nga siya
eh. There's actually. Egypt's Guide to, ano?
Hindi, sobrang mahirap
siya. I think YouTube, though.
But still, even the hardcore fans ng Kingdom Hearts, talagang ang hirap din talagang maka-catch up. Tsaka, ang dami kasing, gusto ko yung, kahit yung, antagonist na lang, si Anse, the Wise, naging si Semnas, naging si ewan, basta, medyo
kasi
mahirap siyang maintindihan.
Kasi you think you understand that kunwari yung arch enemy mo si Semnas, yung pala may Xehanort, who's Xehanort, and there's another Xehanort, and then there's another Xehanort, and look at that, another Xehanort.
Another Xehanort, di ba?
Nakakatawa pa ako dun kasi meron silang term dun eh, parang you're a nobody. Parang sabi ko, you don't use those words when you're considering yung parang gano'n. Kasi parang, di ba yung parang, magugulo yung pagkakindi. Most, I think, I played Kingdom Hearts. I think it's PlayStation 2. Mm-hmm. I don't know what version is that. Pero yung PlayStation 2, so like, parang, it's not, kasi parang, you're also playing Final Fantasy eh. These are English transposed from Japanese. So yung points nila, usually yung may mga private conversation, private jokes, kumbaga. Mga Japanese lang talaga nagigets kasi parang pasok sa culture nila. So minsan, mapapaganon ako parang, tapos? Ano nangyari nun? Tapos key plot na pala yung pinag-uusapan nila. Parang, wait lang, hindi ko pwedeng ulitin yun eh.
True.
Diba? So yun, diba? So I mean... Yeah, you can consider that parang lost in translation.
Lost in translation. And actually culture, not just translation, but the culture. Kasi even if you're playing, let's say, American games or Western games, meron pa ding mga jokes na ikaw mismo ang Pilipino yung may itindihan eh. Funny sa kanila, pero sa atin, okay. So, parang ganun.
Wala eh. Alam mo naman there's like Western and Eastern culture, and then there's Japan, di ba? Parang ganun.
And then there's Japan talaga.
And then there's and I quote, and then there's Japan. That's the summary of this whole thing.
Yeah.
There's Japan. Thing, I mean, what do gamers really like about like these Japanese games that come out of nowhere? Parang kasi you can already predict what the West developing scene or Western games would pull out next, and it's easy to predict yung market nila. Pero sa Japanese, why do you think gamers like you that are not from Japan would play Japanese games na medyo mahirap intindihin yung plot and everything. What's the pull of the Japanese games?
Well, one maybe.
Mm-hmm. Ano, sa akin, anime lang.
Anime
that's
yung
the puhunan. Influence mo. ano, culture. Pero sige, go muna, baka may iyan.
Maybe because first, some of the characters are relatable. Second, mm-hmm. the smooth gameplay. Third, yung animation niya. Yeah. Yung animation in general.
Tapos, pero sa totoo, no? Iba sila gumawa ng graphics. The graphics talagang pag nirelease nila, walang sablay, eh, no?
My God, Final Fantasy 15.
Oh my God.
Yung graphics.
Alam mo ba yun?
I wanted to play it in VR.
Nabili ko na yung game na yun, hindi ko pa siya ni-install. Kasi marami pa akong planong games. Hindi pwede ito. Alam kong Final Fantasy games 100 hours to 100 hours.
Oh, hindi. Hindi, oh. Mabilis lang yung 50.
Maikli lang ba itong
15? Maikli lang. Natapos ko siya in just a few days na platinum ko sa PlayStation.
Talaga.
Yeah.
Pero, sige.
May isip akong i-add. Siguro in the Philippine scene, well, dito lang ako local-based lang. I'm not talking about international. Local-based, kaya din siguro popular ang JRPGs dito. Kasi most of the casual gamers now, yung mga bata dati na mahilig sa anime eh. Parang start lahat yun eh. Dati pag uwi ka from school, you're going to watch anime, let's say Naruto or Dragon Ball, dati Ghost Fighter. And you grew up watching Japanese culture eh, Japanese for anime eh, diba? So parang dun pumasok yung JR, dun naman talaga nag-boom yung JRPGs eh. During that time, that Final Fantasy VII, you have all of the Final Fantasy series, diba? Tapos I'm not sure yung ibang games din. I think Chrono City. Diba doon din yun? Japan din yun. Not sure. Parang hindi ata. Square Enix din yun eh. Pero, diba, parang doon nag-start yun eh. Dito sa Philippines, I'm not sure about other countries why are they also hooked with JRPGs. Pero, that's us here in the Philippines.
Well, it may have something to do with the weird hair they have also.
Yeah. Colorful hair.
Colorful, spiky hairs.
Pero kasi kung iisipin mo din, ang fans ng JRPGs, not just here, but around the world. Kasi if you're going to look up the database or fan base ng Kingdom Hearts, ang daming European cosplayers, American cosplayers, di ba? Parang, what is it with Japan na kaya nilang sakupin yung gaming industry? Diba?
Oo. I mean, siguro ang magiging example ko dyan is how did K-pop actually dominate the world, diba?
True. Kasi, that's diba, one more.
It also came out of nowhere.
Mm-mm.
So, pero Japanese has been doing it since after the World War. Diba? They're trying to change their image, and ganyan-ganyan. The Koreans didn't need to change their image. Siguro kailangan lang nila magyabang sa neighbor. Magaganda kami kaya sa sayo. mas marami kaming pera. Angit yung ano nyo, kultura nyo. Hindi masarap ang kamote, yung mga ganun.
Pero nga, diba, K-pop, galing, samba ng galing ang K-pop din, diba? Bigla ang boom lang din naman. But up until now, it's still popular. Siguro na lang talaga. It's, I don't know, ang hirap i-explain.
Oh, nga. Kasi I mean, siguro isang magandang example why mahirap intindihin yung Japanese games or stories and everything is is what's this game? Kalimutan ko tuloy. Nawala sa isip ko sa name niya. The creator of Metal Gear. Diba? So,
Hideo Kojima.
Si Hideo Kojima. I mean, how he presented yung bagong game niya is up to now nobody has an idea on how what the story is, di ba?
Death Stranding.
Oh, Death Stranding. So
okay.
Oh, di ba? I mean, you can watch all the trailers, you'll still have no idea what's going on. Eh, parang ang ganda ng mga trailer, parang wow, sobrang ganda ng graphics, sobrang ganda ng pagkaka-present and everything, parang oh, tapos di ba? Yeah. Most trailers, most teasers would include na parang ah, alam ko na gagawin ko dyan. That's why I'm excited. Ito lang, you're excited because you don't know what the hell is going on. And also Metal Gear, you wouldn't understand Metal Gear, the entire storyline, if you hadn't played all games.
Mm-mm.
Diba? So, sure. Do you think ganun talaga sila mag-isip pagdating sa pag-develop ng games and everything?
Na it has to be connected?
Oh, kasi parang, I mean, you can see it in Persona, you can see it in Kingdom Hearts. I mean,
siguro ano? Meron lang siguro silang recurring theme. Pero I wouldn't probably say na formula talaga yung kailangan magkakadugtong. Kasi Persona series, di naman siya magkakadugtong. Chrono series, di naman magkakadugtong. Final Fantasy, meron talagang ano, recurring theme. All through
Kasi lang naman ang recurring theme sa Final Fantasy, yung na crystal na yan eh.
It's either the crystal or yung mga aeons. Ano nga sinasabi? Yun lang, di ba? Chocobo. Moogle.
Kapala.
Parang multiverse eh, no? Parang multiverse eh. May mga ano pare-pareho sila pero magkakaibang mundo. Eh sa totoo, I mean, people would hate me on this, pero the first Final Fantasy that I really liked on how the story was presented was 12.
12? Wait, they're all...
Bihira kasi nagkakagustan 12 eh.
It's nice. So, actually, karamihan naman talaga ng Final Fantasy maganda yung story. I would probably say na ano maganda rin yung 10, 9, 8. They have it their own charm. Not just 7 yung kasi yung most popular, di ba? Pero
actually, 10 yung isa sa mga pinaka-popular yata because
sino ba yung ko kasi yung 10 eh? Yeah, I'm biased. Oh. I like it so much.
Kasi di ba, the 10 has the most iterations ng games.
Alam mo kung bakit? Talaga. Kasi parang sa akin, aside from the daddy issues ng dalawang characters, well, you have Yuna as your protagonist. Compare mo sa previous games, sino bang protagonist? And actually, hindi naman si Yuna yung protagonist, si Tidus. Pero, di ba, focusing on Yuna being the son. And after that, you also have Lulu, you have Riku. Sabi ko nga sa'yo, yun ang uso sa the variety. Pagdating mo naman ng ano ng 10-2, you have Pain, Riku, and again Yuna, 'di ba? So it's always present.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. So yun. I mean, ako naman the only thing that I can pero may tanong pala ako sa may since you guys watch anime and all that. So sino yung sa tingin niyo would be your anime husband, yung mga ganyan. All time.
Wait, oh my God, don't make me choose.
Hirap naman yan.
Ayun! Matay.
See you, pari. Baka may masasuggest.
Wala.
Wala. Katabi mo kasi boyfriend mo.
Oh, wala.
Bulong mo lang. Baka sabihin kung sino yun, ha? Kailangan mo tunog Japanese, ha? Para hindi maniwala.
Ang hirap.
Ano daw ulit yung tanong?
Sino yung masasabi mo na ideal male or husband mo pagdating sa anime?
Ideal male daw sa mga anime.
Ideal male?
Male or husband.
Masabi niya ito yung boyfriend niya.
Ideal husband daw.
Nagtanong ka sa boyfriend mo talaga.
Tingo ba? Pero ang hirap ng question
mo.
Wait. Eh, nag-iisip na yung pinsan niya.
Diba? Kasi it's hard to think. Pero wait lang. Siguro ano,
nakalimutan daw.
Ay,
nakalimutan. Ayan na, naglabasa na lang Google.
Hindi, ano. Kasi, wait lang, kasi yung all-time favorite kong anime series would be Hunter x Hunter. Pero, When I'm going to think of hirap. Sobra, nakakainis ka naman inang eh. Ba't ganyan yung tanong ko eh? You're making me choose among my husbandos. Charap. Ang hirap. Tingnan mo, hindi kami makasagot. Pati change question. Kami iba na lang.
Huwag ka rin kayo ng existential crisis sa ganyan.
Hindi kasi ano ah, wait lang. Kasi ngayon nanonood ng ano, to series. Kasi kakatapos ko lang ng Naruto.
So parang three, gusto niyo.
Hindi, so parang ang natatawa ako kasi parang I was watching when I was a kid. They grew up to be fathers na and mothers ganyan. May mga anak na sila, 'di ba, sa Boruto. Tapos parang kakanood ko lang recently nung ano nila. Ano, Parents Day episode. Wala lang, tonto lang ako kay Sasuke. Sobrang tonto ako sa episode niya kasi parang hindi niya alam kung paano niya i-handle yung daughter niya, si Sarada. So parang, wala lang, natuwa lang ako kay Sasuke. Crush ko lang siya doon sa part na yan.
So Sasuke from, ano, Naruto. Kasi, bakit? Si Sasuke kasi yung, ano, tipong pwede mangloko, di ba?
Hoy, grabe ka.
Pwede niyang hindi sabihin kay ano eh, kay Sakura ikaw eh. Di ba? Pwede ka niya itago, hindi siya nagsasalita eh.
Wala diba? Lang, tiba lang tuwa lang ako sa kanya kasi I think na magiging ganun siya. Kasi di ba yung persona niya sa Naruto, parang dark emo kid, tapos ngayon may anak na siya. Wala lang. Ano lang, character development lang siguro, kaya natuwa ako kay Sasuke. Kasi naman eh, pinapili mo kami. Kasi... But that's just top of the mind, ha? Baka mag-sorry. Sarap.
Hindi pa yun ang final. Sige.
Hindi pa yun.
Sige, Mona, go. Ang mahirap kasi dito sa tanong na to, kasi almost all the animes I've watched are full of damaged characters.
True.
Kasi if you're gonna pick someone that you want for life, kung mga best husband ba? Kasi as bando eh, di ba?
So, crush lang.
For life yun, di ba? So, ang hirap pumili na pipiliin mo si Kaneki. It's like, ang dami niyang issues, friend. So, ang dami niyang issues. I mean, he was tortured for 7 days. And then, there's Bakugo, the angry child who literally has anger management issues. Then, sino pa ba? Sino pa mong mga best boy ko?
Diba? Ang hirap.
I know.
Pero crush lang. Husbando lang. Hindi yan in real life na kaasawain.
Ayan. Pero sa akin, kung papapiliin ako, hindi kasi siya anime eh.
Yun nga eh. Hindi naman anime eh.
Hindi kasi anime yung pipiliin ko. Kung papapiliin mo ako ng best boy, si Zuko from Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh.
Like, best character development ever. Period. Oh, you can say otherwise. Charot.
Oh, my. Fight me, though. Fight me.
Fight me.
Yes, fight me. Zuko's best boy. Change my mind.
Change my mind. Gagawa ka pa ng meme niyan, ah. Okay. Ano pa? Okay, so ito na lang. If let's say ano ba? Ano natin i-relate to? If there was like a game with your favorite ano husbando, paano tong plot nito? Kung sakaling gawin siyang video game. Kung sakaling gawin siyang video game, sa tingin mo? Kasi magiging solo niya yun. Magiging solo niya. Usually, you guys pick, ano eh, supporting characters eh. Diba?
Mm-mm.
Oo. Oh.
May ano ka, may second maid lead syndrome. Charot.
Para wala talagang kaagaw. Para walang kaagaw. Gusto niya supporting character.
No, they're actually more popular than the, ano?
Sabagay.
Hindi, seryoso. I'm not sure why, pero bakit meron, ano, second maid lead syndrome talaga ang mga. Yes, even actually, if you're going to watch, ano, lagi yung karibal yung niro-root for nung mga, ewan ko, ngayon ko alam yung naisip yun eh. Kahit sa kay drama eh, di ba, laging may, ano, karibal, and the people will always just nakarival over the bida. Pero ending game, hindi pa niya magiging makakatuluyan ng female na bida, di ba?
Sa bagay. Sa bagay, nung bata ako, mas gusto ko si Vegeta kaysa kay Goku.
Actually.
Mas gusto ko si Vegeta eh. Parang...
Hindi. Alam mo, feeling ko, siguro kay Vegeta kasi, character development din eh. He started as a villain, di ba? Pero eventually, he became a good guy. So, alam mo yun.
Mm-mm. Tsaka ano, I mean, he's the only one, I think, na mas may pinaglalaban ko para kay Go. Because Goku's goals in anime is very shallow. Eh, parang, I just want to be the strongest.
Mm-mm.
Si Goku, hindi. I just want to be stronger than the strongest. Si Vegeta, di ba? Parang, wait lang, prince pa rin ako eh. Di ba? So, di ba? So, yun. Okay, so, I mean, let's wrap this up sa ating topic. Na napakaganda, napunta tayo sa anime.
Sorry.
Okay lang. Pinahirapan ko kayo. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it gave us existential crisis.
Pamili lang ng husbando eh. Okay, so final thoughts. I mean, when it comes to women in gaming, what are your, kumbaga parang, do you have any particularly yung mga nababash na gamers, yung mga gamer girls ngayon and everything. What do you think, what if you were to give advice to these guys that are actually forwarding the women in gaming movement in the gaming industry and all that, para hindi siya maging male-dominated lang talaga. What would your advice be to that person? Sige, whoever wants to go first.
Sumunyo mo lang gustong mauna.
Krik.
Hindi, ang hirap kasi ng tanong. Sige, ganito na lang. Let's just get the point of view of every one of us. So, in Yukari's point kasi, she's a new female gamer. I would say, baka judgmental. Pero, ayun, from your point of view ba, what would you think since you're new to the industry? Naging host din pala ako bigla. No? Charot. Hindi, kasi parang gusto ko lang din marinig yung side ni Yukari. Kasi kami muna, ano na kami na yung room gamers eh. Kami na yung casual gamers talaga. Pero si Yukari kasi is not in the industry. So, will it, have a huge effect on as a gamer? Mm-hmm. Especially hindi naman siya, casual gamer si Yukari.
Sige, kaya mo yan.
Oh my God, ang hirap. Natumaan mo eh. Wala ko masyadong nagsabi.
Hindi, I mean, sa tingin mo na lang, I mean, kung sa tingin mo may nakita ka na naman mga naglalaro na gamer girls in order, tapos may sinasabihan sila na parang, hindi na babagay ang girls sa gaming and everything. Ano sa tingin mo yung mapapaya mo para mag-continue pa yung tao na yun na parang?
Wala naman sa gender kung girl man lang yan. Because equality.
Equality! Okay naman, tama naman.
Equality.
Okay, ikaw, Bibs. Ano ba, same question sa'yo. But if you see, you could even say na parang you're may bandera kapag sa gaming and everything kasi nag-stream ka na and everything. So, sa tingin mo isang struggling gamer kasi nga because nababasa and all, what do you think your advice to that person be?
Don't mind them. Just do what you love to do. Kasi if you're going to mind them, di ba parang i-give up mo yung hobby mo just because of other people. And ako kasi, I grew up to be someone na hindi naman ako accepted ng mga tao before. Not in a way na binubuli. Pero I would say na hindi nila... I was parang unique, ganyan. Na parang karamihan ng friends ko dati, mga lalaki, ganyan. Instead of puro female, although may mga girlfriends din ako, pero hindi sila gamer. So they wouldn't really understand na yung mga pinagdadaanan ko as a gamer na babae. And, siguro, yun lang, just don't mind them. Especially if you're going to play social games na madalas nilalaro ng mga lalaki. especially Dota, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, na-share ko to sa previous podcast, na at some point, I gave up playing video games na online because of the toxic community, not just Dota, pero sa LoL din, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Pero, ang maganda kasi sa RPG is, walang ganun. If you're going to play PlayStation, walang ganun eh. Kasi if you're just a fan of a certain game, that's it. You're a fan. It can mingle with other fans. Kami nga ni Mona, kanina na kami yan, pero kala mo, super close na kami, di ba? Dahil lang sa persona. And yun kasi yung maganda sa console games eh. Sa console games kasi, it's not a social game, it's just you playing a video game. And alam mo yun, ang ganda ng story, yun yung nagustuhan ko kasi talaga sa ano eh, sa RPGs. Recently lang naman ako naging gamer ng ano eh, ng mga MOBA and whatnot. Pero yun, It depends on what type of game you're going to play kasi. So, yun lang. Just do what you love to do. And that's it.
Okay. So, don't listen to them, no?
Okay, so Mona. Di ba, pakinom nila.
Okay, so Mona, ikaw. What would your advice to a person na, gusto niya mag, a girl that wants to play games and everything, pero she's being deterred by a lot of people, particularly mga male gamers, parang huwag kang maglaro. Diba?
Well, if it's something you love, then why let other people stop you? If it's your passion, why would you listen to other people? Kumbaga, parang, yun nga, parang sinabi rin ni, ano po, if you love it, why not do it? Just do it. Diba? Like, ganun. And, I'm very sure na hindi lang bashers ang nandiyan. You also have supporters, no matter how little they are, how small your base is. Basta may nag-ground sa'yo, you can do it.
Ganda yun ah. Magandang kaya yun ah. Seek the light within the darkness.
Ah! Oh my God.
May your heart be the guiding key. Kingdom Hearts!
Kingdom Hearts
na naman! No, it's a popular line. Pero yeah, tama naman siya eh. Look for a support system. If you can. Dati kasi ang hirap eh. Ngayon kasi madali na lang. Sobra dali na lang. You have Facebook, have social media. Dati kasi pag girl gamer ka, makalala mo, schoolmates mo lang, di ba? Pero ngayon, you have a lot of ways. Join Facebook groups if you want to,
di ba? Tama. Correct. Okay. So, thank you, Mona. Thank you, Babes. Thank you, Yukari, for joining our podcast today and celebrating International Women's Day. Okay? So, thank you very much, guys. Sana mag-join kayo sa susunod.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Ina.
Pag-usapan natin ang mga persona na yan at mga husbando nyo kung talaga nakapag-decide na sila na talaga. So, baka mag-tapo yung
iba. Mag-iisipan siya ng mabuti.
Ang dami mong nilista eh. Muna eh.
Alright. Okay. Next time, 100 slides PowerPoint presentation tayo.
Okay, alright. Thank you guys. And thank you guys bye-bye. For listening. Yeah, have a great day and huwag masyadong puro.